Welcome in, everyone. Today we're diving deep into some ancient wisdom.
Yeah.
Talking Kemetic astrology.
It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. And you know what's really cool about this is we're digging into this because you, our listeners, you're interested in Baba Metu's masterclass.
Absolutely.
Which means we're not just talking like your, you know, typical like, oh, what's your sign kind of astrology.
Right.
This is like next level. We're talking about calendars that are older than time itself.
Yeah.
The power of the stars, and even how genetics play into all of this.
It's a lot more in depth than people realize.
It really is. Get ready, because this is going to be fascinating.
It is, yeah. When most people think astrology, they think sun signs, and you know what's in your horoscope today.
Right.
But Kemetic astrology is really about this really profound ancient connection between us, humanity, and the cosmos.
And it's like we're just like now starting to like kind of crack this code.
Yeah.
It's been there all along, and what I find really mind-blowing is how much ancient civilizations, especially in Africa, were so tuned in to the cosmos,
mm-hmm.
like way more than I think a lot of us realize. Like, take, for example, Adam's calendar in South Africa.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of this?
I have Adam's calendar. That site is so old, it makes Stonehenge look like a brand new build.
Really?
We're talking potentially 200,000 years old.
Wow.
Researchers like Hein and Tellinger suggest that it was used for astronomical observation.
Oh, wow.
Aligning with the stars.
200,000 years.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That just blows my mind. I can't even...
It challenges everything.
It really does.
It challenges our conventional timelines.
For sure.
When we think about, you know, history of the world.
Anyway.
But it gets even more interesting when we consider that Adam's calendar might not have been unique.
Oh, really?
There's other sites like Lubombo Bone, which was discovered in Swaziland and might be a lunar calendar dating back over 40,000 years.
Wow.
And then there's the Ishango Bone, which is potentially a tool for mathematical calculations and astronomical observations.
Like this, these ancient cultures were having a whole different conversation with the universe.
Yes.
Than we are now.
A conversation that we're only just beginning to understand.
Right. And a key part of that conversation was time.
Absolutely.
For the ancient Egyptians, or the Kemetians, as we're talking about.
Right.
Time wasn't linear. It was cyclical.
Right.
So their calendars weren't just about tracking days. They were about aligning with this cosmic energy.
Exactly. And this is something that Baba Metu talks about.
And this is something that Baba Metu, I was just going to say, this sounds a lot like what Baba Metu really digs deep into.
Oh, yeah.
With Kemetic astrology, right?
Sure, sure.
Because he talks about how Kemetic astrology isn't about predicting the future.
Right.
It's more about understanding these deeper rhythms and cycles
exactly.
that influence our lives.
And that brings us to their system of 12 months, each one linked to a specific Neru or deity and their energy.
Okay.
So imagine your birth month, not just as when you were born, but as a cosmic blueprint that influences your strength and your challenges. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I want to unpack a little bit. Because I'm thinking about like my birth month and I'm thinking about cake.
Right.
I'm not thinking about my cosmic blueprint.
Oh, okay.
So let's dig into that. So we're talking about these 12 Kemetic months.
Yes.
Each one's got its own Neru.
Yes.
Its own kind of vibe, its own energy. It's like a cosmic personality profile.
That's a great way to put it. And Baba Metu talks a lot about understanding the Neru, not just as deities in the traditional sense,
Right.
but as embodiments of cosmic principles and forces.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more about these Neru.
Yeah.
And how they connect to their months.
Okay.
Which one is like the life of the party?
Well, let's see.
Asking for a friend.
We've got Teki, which is the first month,
okay.
and it's linked to Jehuti,
okay.
who represents wisdom, writing, magic, all about knowledge and communication.
Oh.
So if you are drawn to learning, expressing yourself creatively, that might be your jam.
So like the cosmic scribe.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's next?
Then there's Menket, which is associated with Ta,
okay.
who is the creator god.
Okay.
So think craftsmanship, manifestation, turning ideas into reality.
I like it.
This one resonates with people who are builders, organizers, those who like to get things done.
Okay, so if you're like a total...
Like the ultimate project manager.
Project manager. Yes. I love it. Okay, keep going.
This is fun, right?
Yes, this is great.
Okay, so we can't forget about Hetheru.
Okay.
Which is linked to the goddess of love, beauty, and harmony.
Okay.
Who is also named Hetheru.
Gotcha.
So it's all about connection, relationships, experiencing the world through the senses.
So if you're like really into aesthetics and like deep conversations,
that's your crew.
That's your cosmic crew.
That's your cosmic crew.
I love it.
All right. And then it gets even more interesting because next up we have Kahurka, a very powerful month linked with Sekhmet, the lioness goddess.
Oh, okay.
And she is all about confronting challenges, inner strength transformation through fire, basically.
Wow. She sounds intense.
A little intense.
But also empowering.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, like, okay.
Each Netaru has all these different facets.
Right.
And understanding their energies can give you a whole new perspective on your own strengths and challenges.
It's like they're not just archetypes.
Right.
They're like guides.
Yeah.
For navigating life.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, what else have we got?
Well, there's Shefbet.
Okay.
Connected to Menu, the Netaru of abundance and nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
So think growth, fertility, enjoying the good things in life. Generosity is a big theme here.
Also, like the friend who always makes sure there's enough food for everybody.
Exactly. That's a good one.
I like that one. What else?
And then we have 2 months called Rec.
Okay.
Little heat and great heat.
Oh, wow.
So there's Rec Nech, which is the first one.
Okay.
It's linked to Meshri, representing leadership strength, taking charge.
Okay.
And then Rec Ware, the second one, is connected to Hapit,
okay,
a force of destruction and transformation.
Well, okay, hold on.
Is there a pair?
One to build you up, one to tear you down.
Exactly.
I like it.
It speaks to that cyclical nature of time that was so central to the ancient Kemetic worldview.
It's like that quote, what consumes your mind controls your life.
Right.
Like literally in this case.
Yes, and that awareness is key. In Kemetic astrology, it's right. Not about being a passive recipient of fate,
right,
but understanding these influences and working with them.
Yeah, you have a choice.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm feeling very empowered just hearing about this.
Good.
What about these last few months here?
Okay, so we've got Rinut.
Okay.
Linked to the cobra goddess Rinut.
Okay.
Who represents protection nourishment, especially related to children in childbirth.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Khonsu.
Khonsu.
Named for the moon god, all about healing magic.
Oh.
The mysteries of the subconscious, very dream-oriented energy.
Wow. So one for the nurturers and one for the, like, intuitives.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Very cool.
Covers a lot of bases, doesn't it?
It really does. We're almost there. What are the final two?
All right, so we've got Kenti,
okay,
connected to Hera Kenti Kati, a warrior god symbolizing strength, victory, overcoming obstacles, very much about courage and determination.
Okay, so if you need a boost of motivation.
That's your month.
That's it, right there.
Great.
All right, last but not least.
Ipet.
Okay.
Associated with Ipet. And this one's all about rebirth, renewal. The cycle of life, death, and resurrection.
Wow.
Perfect for reflection, letting go of the past, new beginnings.
Wow, that is quite a journey.
It is.
Through the Kemetic year.
It is.
Each month with its own little flavor.
It really does.
Its own little energy.
Yeah, and this is really just scratching the surface of what Baba Metu explores in his masterclass.
Right, of course.
He goes much deeper into each Netaru.
Right.
Their myths, there's symbolism.
Because you can kind of get the basics.
Yeah.
But like, how do you actually apply this knowledge?
Right.
You know?
And that's really, I think, where his expertise really shines.
That's what I was going to say.
Because he guides you through understanding your own Kemetic birth chart.
Okay.
The Netaru that you resonate with most strongly and how to work with those energies.
So it's not just like, oh, I'm this.
Right.
So I must be like this.
It's not that simple.
It's like understanding those deeper energies.
Yes.
And how they kind of play out.
And using them.
Yeah. And using them to navigate your path.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Okay, so we've talked about these Kemetic months.
Yes.
We've talked about the Netaru, but I know the ancient Egyptians.
Yes.
They were like serious.
Oh, yeah.
About their stargazing.
They were all about those stars.
So tell me what's up.
Okay.
With the stars themselves. Like, what were some of the stars and constellations that were really important in their system?
So it's not just about the stars themselves, right? It's about what they represent.
Okay.
Take Sirius, for example, or as the ancient Kemetians called it, Subdet.
Okay.
It's the brightest star in our sky. And they associated it with the goddess Isis Fertility, the life-giving flood of the Nile.
So like their whole calendar and agricultural system revolved around Sirius.
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What other like big players did they have in their celestial lineup?
Well, there's Sa, which you might know as Orion.
No.
And the Kemetians linked this constellation with Osiris, the god of resurrection and rebirth.
Oh, wow.
So imagine seeing Orion rise in the sky, a symbol of Osiris returning from the underworld, bringing new life.
Wow.
Powerful stuff.
It's like they saw these, like, stories written in the stars.
Yes.
Not just points of light, but like actual characters.
Exactly.
In this cosmic drama.
And that's where that deeper understanding of Kemetic astrology comes in.
Okay.
It's about connecting with those stories, those energies, and seeing how they play out in our own lives.
That makes sense. So that's what Baba Metu helps people to do, is like actually apply
exactly
this ancient knowledge.
Yeah. In his masterclass, he guides you through understanding your own Kemetic birth chart, your dominant Netaru influences,
yeah,
and how to work with those energies in a practical way.
So it's not just like, oh, I'm a this, so I must be like this.
Mm-hmm. It's way more nuanced than that.
It's about understanding those deeper energies.
Absolutely.
And like using them to kind of direct your path.
It's about aligning yourself with the cosmic rhythms, understanding those cycles of growth and transformation.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It makes me think about time differently, you know?
Yeah.
Not just as like a straight line, but circles.
Yeah, that cyclical nature.
That's what we've talked about.
Exactly. And that's one of the key takeaways of Kemetic astrology.
Okay.
Understanding those cycles, those rhythms, and seeing ourselves as part of something much larger.
We've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From these ancient calendars.
Yes.
To these Netaru.
Mm-hmm.
To the stars themselves.
That's a lot to take in.
It really is. It's amazing to me how much wisdom is in this ancient system.
And it's still relevant today.
Totally.
Because Kemetic astrology is ultimately about understanding ourselves, our place in the cosmos, and the energies that shape our lives.
It's about tapping into that ancient wisdom to live more fulfilling and purposeful lives.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're intrigued by what we've explored today, I highly encourage you to check out Baba Metu's masterclass.
Yes.
It's a great opportunity to delve even deeper into this fascinating world.
It really is.
And discover what Kemetic astrology can reveal about you and your life's journey.
And you can find Baba Metu at knowthyself365.com if you're ready to embark on your own cosmic self-discovery.
This has been amazing.
I have to say I've learned so much today. Thank you so much for this deep dive.
You're welcome.
It's been a privilege. And for everyone listening, thank you for joining us. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep looking up at the stars. Who knows what you might find written in their light.